The Berkshire Playwrights Lab provides an opportunity for emerging and established playwrights to find a secure berth where they can develop new work and or explore new avenues of creativity. The Berkshire Playwrights Lab is the area's only theater dedicated exclusively to encouraging, developing, and presenting new plays. This Wednesday, July 2nd at 7:30, they will present a stage reading of Mother of the Maid, a unique telling of the story of Joan of Arc by Jane Anderson at the Mahawi Performing Arts Center. Here to tell us more are the playwright Jane Anderson and BPL founding member and director of the reading of Mother of the Maid, Matthew Penn. Thank you so much for being with us. What a great pleasure.
Pleasure to be here.
A pleasure.
Thank you so much for coming in. Let us begin with you, Matthew, because you are one of the founders, one of four founders of this I was going to say experiment, but you've been around for 7 years, so that's not so much of an experiment anymore.
Yeah, we really we came along with the express purpose of giving, as you just said, established and young playwrights an opportunity to hear their play, work on their play with first-rate actors in front of a sizable audience. You know, this is not a reading of 20 people, or we really get a few hundred folks in there. And for a writer, Jane and I were just talking about this, to have kind of a safe environment where you don't feel like you're not facing the critics, but you are having an opportunity to see your play come alive in a pretty full fashion, and have an opportunity to say, that works, this I need to work on. So to have a writer like Jane is just an extraordinary opportunity for all of us. So.
Jane, is that a blessing and a curse of having an audience come in, or is that always a blessing?
Oh, I love the audience. They're the final arbiter. You know if you're boring the heck out of them, and when you're sitting alone in the isolation of your office writing this piece, you have in your head, all right, they're gonna laugh here, God willing, and at the end maybe I'll have them sobbing and on their knees. And you need the live audience. That's what theater is about.
So this is always part of the process, but to have it in for such a large group and to see it and you learn a lot from it, and then but you still want the audience to get the intended meaning, right?
The audience never lies.
Yeah.
Narcolepsy does not lie. You know. I'll always in my readings kind of glance around because, you know, I'm kind of a closet narcoleptic as well,
yeah.
You know, when I'm in a play. So I'll look around and I'll see where my audience is engaged, where the piece needs cutting, the pacing. It's very different. I'm also a television and film writer. And as a television and film writer, you have no idea what people are going to do with your material. They're either in their living rooms looking at a screen or in a movie theater. They can get up and, you know, up and down, do the popcorn. And it's in theater where you can sit with your audience and see what's going on,
yeah,
on a primal level. And it's very exciting. And I probably, as you know, with all the Berkshire theater community, a lot of us come crawling from the West Coast to the Berkshires during the summer to kind of return to our art.
Mm-hmm.
And crawl from the product driven West and be here, you know, in the bosom of the Berkshires, to be here and to be, you know, I'm just so grateful to the Berkshire Playwright Lab for giving me this chance to sit down, work with marvelous actors and a great director and work the craft again.
Matthew, tell us a little bit about the cast you're working with and about working that craft of how you see this going.
Well, it's a pretty extraordinary cast. I have Tina Packer, who maybe a few people in this listening audience have heard of.
Yeah.
Nigel Gore,
yeah.
Right. Nigel Gore, Elizabeth Aspenleader, Kylie LaHabi, David Sedgwick. all of this really came out of the opportunity when I did The Beauty Queen of Lenin last year at Shakespeare and Company. I fell in love with so many of those actors. And when this opportunity came with Jane's play, I went to Tina and Elizabeth specifically and said, listen, this is a play by an extraordinary playwright. And come on over and join us. You invited me to dance last year, and come on over and join us. So Tina read the play and Lizzie read the play, and they said, listen, absolutely, we're in. So it's a nice cross-pollination between two arts groups that know and love each other, and it was a great opportunity just to say, bring your talents over here, and we'll bring ours over there. So it really came out of The Beauty Queen last summer.
Jane, tell us about Mother of the Maid, the story you want to tell here, this Joan of Arc story.
Well, I don't know how many of your listeners, especially women, were Joan of Arcites when they were younger. I was duly obsessed with her as a teenager. You know, the whole notion of donning armor as a young woman and saving France and leading armies and going to glory and then getting burned at the stake. But as I got older and became a parent, I started to wonder what it would be like to be the mother of Joan of Arc. So I've written the play from Isabel Arc's point of view and her father's point of view. I don't know what it would be like to have an extraordinary daughter who was hearing voices, and I just had to start imagining what was it like for Isabel Arc to have her daughter sit down with her and say, Ma, God just told me I'm going to lead an army and save France. Mm-hmm. And these were ignorant, illiterate peasant people from a tiny town in France. And I started to research it because I thought, how could this be possible? But more importantly, as a mother, would I have let my daughter do this? And one of the things that Isabel Arc keeps saying to her daughter when they first had this discussion, she said, honey, do you realize that the only girls who follow armies are prostitutes? And her daughter says, no, you know, I'm not going to follow an army. I'm going to lead an army. And then ultimately, it's a story of being the mother of a celebrity. And I think it's a very contemporary story because it's a universal. It's about motherhood and how extraordinary children can both make a family proud and tear a family apart.
Mm. And Matthew, what are the challenges of bringing that story out, do you think?
Well, you know, one of the main challenges for us is when you get a play with this kind of wonderful, subtle complexity. Mm. We put these together in 3 days, really.
Right.
We start on Sunday, we're up Wednesday night. So there's many, many elements that you don't get to mine fully in such a brief rehearsal process. One of the things I try to do is cast great actors and know that they're going to take me a long way there. But it really becomes a kind of triumvirate in the room between playwright and actor and director, where we lean on each other as we build this. It's almost like speed reading. And yet, when the audience walks in, it has never ceased to amaze me how a good play, with actors on stage, no set, they're holding scripts in their hand, when the writing is good and the actors are good, the audience is absolutely transported. So we try to do that in a few short days. That time issue is the biggest struggle. But in some respects, it's like saying we can all wade into the ocean inch by inch. This is like jump off the cliff, go in. There's a kind of vibrancy to it, and
right.
Why not? You know, why not?
You spoke of that triumvirate a moment ago of the writer, the director, and the actor. You have done all of those roles in your career, Jane. So does that give you an insight, an understanding that perhaps just a playwright would not understand?
It makes you kinder to your collaborators. It makes, you know, having done all three now, when I was a beginning baby playwright, I would sit hunched at the table, chewing a pencil and looking troubled, with no awareness of how I was affecting those around me. Playwrights, living playwrights can really be a pain in the ass. You know, I hate to say it. I think dead playwrights are much
dead
more
ones
convenient
are better.
To work
I can
with.
Vouch
yes.
for that. That's true.
Yes. Yeah. But having directed, you know, I also know when you write a play, you've been living with this thing for months, maybe even years. When you get in a room with your actors and your director, they're brand new to the process, and you have to allow your collaborators to not only catch up to your vision, but then then they eventually know better than you
right.
what to do with your play.
And that's different than a collaborative relationship in, say, a television where you worked on Mad Men, right?
Yes.
Of that kind of collaborative where you have a number of people involved.
Oh, you're in a big room and everyone's shouting, and that's a completely different process. This, I assure you, is much more pleasant.
For you and all parties involved.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when you wrote the script for the Nicolas Cage film, was one of my favorite. It could happen to you. Is that a sense of, okay, I wrote it, and then you give it to someone and let them do what they wish, or do you still have input?
Film is a director's medium. So as a screenwriter, you have to be willing to hand it over and not get your feelings hurt if you're not invited to the set. That's then why I also became a director and directed my own material. And it was only when I became a director that I understood why I didn't want to have a screenwriter in the room with me, because when you're directing a film, it is so utterly overwhelming. The last thing you want is another person standing at your monitor wagging their finger. So I've become a much more compassionate screenwriter these days as I hand my work back over to directors.
So you were never a finger wagger in all your...
most of the time I'm directing, even in television. The vibe that you put out as somebody on the set can be so invigorating or so debilitating. And I must say, we were coming off our work session yesterday, and Jane's openness and enthusiasm and artistic insight and eagerness and appreciation of what everybody else is doing on behalf of the play makes it a joy. And I took a playwright aside a couple of years ago who was sitting with his head in his hands the entire rehearsal. And I said, listen, when you do that, the actors see it. Everybody sees it. It sends out a message. And that's not the right message to send out. Well, Jane has the opposite: open, eager, enthusiastic, appreciative, and ready to work together. And that makes all the difference. It really does.
Well, the Berkshire Playwrights Lab stage reading of Mother of the Maid will take place at the Mahawi in Great Barrington, Massachusetts on Wednesday, this Wednesday, July 2nd at 7:30. And for more information, you can go to their website, which is berkshireplaywrightslab.org, berkshireplaywrightslab.org. And it'll be at the Mahawi in Great Barrington, which is a wonderful place for you. I
mean, it's spectacular.
Beautiful.
Great theater, but spectacular.
And again, it all takes place Wednesday at 7:30, July 2nd, berkshireplaywrightslab.org. Jane Anderson and Matthew Penn, what a delight to have you both here. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you,
Joe.
Best of luck. Have a
pleasure.
Great time.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.